We're up to Samach Gimel Amid Aleph, six lines from the bottom. Omar Mar, Mishehigil Aleyen Chayev Al Shal Shem Upoter Al Shal Azazel. The Gemara before in Samach Beis Amid Beis, the Lomdish Gemara on the bottom of the Amid, at the top of Samach Gimel, that when you Chayev and Shchut Echutz, so before the Hagrola of the Sawyer, before the Hagrola, so there's no Shem yet, which one is La Zazel? And which one is Lashem? So over there we said that Yechayev on Shchut Echutz before the Hagrola, Yechayev on both of them. Yechayev on both of them. Now, the Kumar, the obvious question, how Yechayev on both of them? It's not yet Chazi for Lashem until the Hagrola. Shchut Echutz means I did something that's supposed to be shechted in, I shechted it out. It's not supposed to be shechted in yet. It wasn't shame yet. Didn't have Hagrola shame yet. So the Gemara was Mechadish. It's Roy for the Sawyer Hanase Bechutz, which means the Korban Musaf Hayoyim. This is a regular Sawyer that you bring in a day. Yes, it's out of order. It's supposed to be after Avodas Hayoyim, but it's Roy for that. There's a Kedush Saguf as soon as you acquire it, Rashi says, and that it makes it Roy for a Sawyer. Which Sawyer? Whatever it's Sawyer, you're going to use it for now. Bechutz, at the end of the day, you are Mevatel, your Shchut Echutz of someone that's Roy. Now, that's all before the Hagrola. After Hagrola, over there the Gemara said that mitzad the shem yechayev because it's for Shem. Azazel, you're not chayev. Azazel is not a carbon. It's not supposed to be shechted at all. It's thrown off a cliff. So over there, you're not chayev and shchut echutz. Now, the Gemara did differentiate that the reason why you're not chayev for mitzad the shchut echutz of before the hagrola of the Lashem, because not yet the shem Hashem yet, because it wasn't drawn yet, the lot. So lemaisa, the avodas yom wasn't done yet either. And Memela, it's not yet roy for the soya nasa b'chutz for the avodas yom and musaf. On that we differentiated that ein mechus is man leboy b'yom. Be'etzem it's roy. Mitzad the korban, you don't have to do anything. Masha'en ke mitzad the agrola, you have to do something in the heft of the korban. Rashi says, avodas you don't have to do, draw the lot and place it on the head of the animal. There you don't have to do. That was a machloikas. It's enough to draw the lot. But it's the drawing of the lot goof is for the carbon. And just like the Mar says, Shlomim, Sheshachtun Koim Shenifchu Dal Sehechel would also be considered that what? That you're not going to be Chayim and Shchut Echutz before Dal Sehechel. Because before Dal Sehechel, it's lacking in the mites you have to do to the carbon. What if to the carbon? Opening the doors and not touching the carbon? But that's like the drawing the lot. It's for the carbon. So the opening the doors is for the carbon. And that would be considered a chisaron of what? Of that it's not called Shchut Echutz because it's still lacking the Maisa. Masha'en kein, Eimechus is Malo Bebe Yoim. The fact that the Korban Musaf has to await the Seda of the other Korbanos, that's not a chisaron. Now there's a machlekes Rishonim, if a person shechts Bizman HaZeh Shlomim, he's Makta Shlomim, and he shechts Bizman HaZeh Bechutz, would he be Chayev al Shchut Echutz or not? So Tosin Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis says, just like we're saying over here, that shochtem b'chutz koim shnichlu dal sehechol yepoter, because before psichas dalsas you're not chayev on shchut echutz. So vibal there's no beis hamikdash, so it's like koim shnichlu dal sehechol, so you'll be poter. Masha enkein, the Rashba and Shvus Daf Tezayin, and other Rishonim learned that no, the whole chesaron of psichas dal sehechol is only bizman hamikdash where there are dalsas to be opened. So before you open the dalsas, there's no psul of shchut echutz. But when there are no dalsas to be opened, so then it's considered like it's the whole time open. Fakir, there's no Beis HaMikdosh. So then it would be considered, it would not be considered chisaron of Kodem Shnei Yiftchu Dal Seichel. So mele, we would be chayav al-shchut echutz even bizman hazeh. And that would be a big nafkamina, are you chayav al-shchut echutz bizman hazeh? And Rachoyim explain, what's the lomdus in the psichas dalsus? Is the psichas dalsus a positive act that you have to have a mice of psichas dalsus? So mele, bizman hazeh, you don't have that, you would not be chayav al-shchut echutz? Or is psichas dalsus just nechatimtza that it shouldn't be nuulois, it shouldn't be closed? So bizman hazeh, you have no Beis HaMikdosh, so it's taken not closed. So then there would be chisaron of shchut echutz in bizman hazeh. Now the Gemara continues in the Mishehigril. Omar Mar, Mishehigril alayim after the Hagrola, chayav al-shesh, Hashem, yechayav al-shem, Upota al shel azazel. You're not chayav in shchut echutz on the azazel. Because that's avada not roi bifnim. It's not roi bifnim at all. It's not roi on the mizbeach at all. Zog mo tona rabbonon. Ish mi beis Yisrael. Ashi ish shochet. Ashi ish chat shoy kesav oi eiz memachne. O ashi ish chat michutz tamachne. Vel peschol emoyed lo yevio lahakim kobel Hashem. This is the posuk of shchut echutz. If a person brings a shechts, a shor or a kesav oi eiz memachne, in the campment, you did not bring it to the Pesach Olamayit where it's supposed to be brought. So Memela, that's considered v'nichasa. That's a chiyuv koretz because of shchut echutz. Now the Gemara continues. Samach gimel amid beis. E carbon. If you're going to tell me that what? Now this is really in the middle of a brisa. Rashi explains that we're missing part of the brisa. Rashi says in the top. Reish the brisa b'teres kahanim hochi isa. You might think yochel make the following kavachomer. Yochel asherichit chulim b'fnim yechayev. Kotchim b'chutz that roi in the mizbeach yechayim shchut echutz. Maybe chulin b'fnim you should be chayev also. It's the wrong place. So yochel asherichit chulin b'fnim yechayev. The same chorus. So gemar v'dinu and I'll bring you a kavachomer. Mad kotchim that what that there was a shasa kosher to be outside once upon a time before yechayev when you do it outside even though it was a shasa kosher. Chulin which never had a shasa kosher b'fnim. Lo kosh geish b'chayev b'fnim. On that, the pasuk says, and this we'll be continuing. Talmud Loimar Korban ala Korban uchayev. You only chayev shchut echutz on the Korban. The ain't chayev ala chulin. Now the Gemara continues, and this word the Gemara in Amud Beis continues on the top. E Korban shomeani. If you tell me that you only chayev shchut echutz on the Korban, you might think afilu kotche berek habayis. Maybe she chayev shchut echutz on kotche berek habayis. Kotche berek habayis don't have a kedushas aguf. Only have a kedushas domim. There's certain things that is meant for a korban. Certain things, the monetary value are used for the base of mikdash. So kotche berek habayis, maybe if you have that animal. Now really, kotche berek habayis, yinala be makdish tmimim leberek habayis. That itself is an issa, because it could be used for a korban. So Rashi says, be'etzem, it's not going to the mizbeach because it's a balmum. But even assuming that it's a tmimim, you can have a tmimim. If you're oivan alav, it's still tmimim. So, but you're not going to be chayav on shchut echutz on that. Even kotche berek habayis. So, shomeani, I feel like kotche berek habayis, that are, let's say, tmimim, sheniku korban, kenya shenemar. Where do we know it's called a korban? A posik by the sholol of Midyon. When they came back with the booty, it says, vanikrav, and they brought, vanakrev, as korban Hashem. Now, they didn't bring it as a korban. It means they brought all back the booty, tamad loymar. The pesach, now the reason why you're not going to be chayav, even though it's called a carbon on kotche berek habayis, talmud loymer because it's a condition that is lacking. Well, pesach o yemoyed lo hevioi. You only chayv shchut echutz. It could be called a carbon from today to tomorrow. That doesn't make it that you chayv shchut echutz. You only chayv shchut echutz something that in its place would have been. Well, pesach o yemoyed lo hevioi. It's supposed to been brought to the pesach o yemoyed. Talmud loymer pesach o yemoyed lo hevioi. Kol roi le pesach o yemoyed chayv ala bechutz. Kol shen roi le pesach o yemoyed ein chayv ala bechutz. So even kotche berek habayis. Even though it's called a carbon, at the end of the day, it's not roy to wear to pesach el moed. It's berek habayis. So mainly not chayv in shchut echutz. Oitzi elu she'ein roy le pesach el moed. You'll be moitzi those. Now Rashi says roy le pesach el moed. Zok Rashi v'kotch berek habayis lo yasid in love le pesach el moed. Because why? Because it's meant for berek habayis. V'ani shomati she'ein roy le pesach el moed she'stam kotch berek habayis balamuminein. That means it's never shach to the mizbeach because it's a balmum because you're not supposed to be makdish tmimim. But in the first part, he's saying kotcha berek habayis are not osi to love the pesach moed. It's meant for the berek habayis. What did you say? No. You're not to be makdish tmimim the berek habayis. So alkocha, what are you makdish? A balmum. So that's why it's not roy for the mizbeach. The case that we're talking about, that kotcha berek habayis on his mind from shchut echutz, is it talking about tmimim that you meant for monetary purposes for the base of mikdash, or is it talking about balamumim be'etzim because you can't be makdash tmimim? So if you be over the issa, it means it's tmimim. So the lemais, that's what Rashi starts in the first line. It's not meant for the mizbeach; it's meant for the monetary use. So meli inakim mechayim shchut echutz kol roy lepesach kol moed means it's meant for the mizbeach. This is not meant for the mizbeach. So you might see those that are not goy lepesach el moed. Now, what are you not might see? The bride continues. V'loy oitzi poras chatos. Now, poras chatos is the pora aduma. Pora aduma's avoida is done on haramoshcha on harazesim. Now, so Rashi really takes out, leaves it in, but Rashi takes out poras chatos because poras chatos is not roy lepesach el moed either. Toisus keeps it in because it is called roy lepesach el moed. You know why? Because the hazor is done keneged. Kodesh connected the Beis Hamikdash, connected the Hechel, connected the Kodesh. So in Mela, it's considered Roy for the Pesach Oyel Moed, even though it's not theoretically, physically being brought to Pesach Oyel Moed, but that's called Roy the Pesach Oyel Moed.
In a different place?
What do you say? Oh, so if he shechted it not in Aron Moshe, he didn't do the avoid over there, it's considered Shchut Echutz. Why? Because it's a Pesach Oil Moed Lo Yevio, it's supposed to be towards Oil Moed. Actually takes it out because it doesn't come into the Pasha Bechal of Oil Moed. V'soyer HaMishtaleach. Now, Soyer HaMishtaleach also is thrown off a cliff, not in Oil Moed, but that's called Goyle Oil Moed. Because that Lemaise has to be brought, Yom Adchai, Shas Tagrola, has to come to the Oil Moed. So that's called a Pesach Oil Moed Lo Yevio. The avoided, the fact that you have to do the hagrola on the soya mishtalech, where? In the oil moed. So that's a kiyam din of Pesach oil moed loivio, and you would be chayev on shchut echutz on soya mishtalech. Even though it's not supposed to be shechted on the mizbeach, but it's supposed to be brought to Pesach oil moed for what? For the hagrola. V'loi oitzi poes chate the soya mishtalech, shu roi lovi al Pesach oil moed, for the maisa hagrola. And poes chatos, if you keep it in, it's because of the sprinkling towards oil moed. Talmud Loimar, oh, so now you would say that you're not moitzi those. So you need a special posik to tell me to be moitzi those. Talmud Loimar Lashem, it says in the posik, Lashem. The posik says, Ish ishim beis hola shita shoy kesef eiz machna yishita mechusa machna vapesk ol moit loivir lahakif koben Lashem. What is Lashem telling me? Zog to Gemara. Tamadloim Lashem, Mishim Yuchodim Lashem, Yotsu Elush Em Yuchodim Lashem. They are not Miyuchad Lashem. This is not called Miyuchad Lashem. Because they're not meant for the Mizbeach. At the end of the day, the Soyer Mishtaleach is not Miyuchad Lashem. It's not meant in Oil Moed to be brought as a carbon. Yes, it's meant to be brought for the Hagrola. Or yes, the Paras Chatos on the Tzad, that the Paras Chatos is meant because it's sprinkled turds, but it's not Miyuchad Lashem. Miyuchad Lashem means brought as a real carbon inside, in the Oil Moed. So Mele, so Lashem is telling me what? To be Moitzi on Shchut Echutz, Paras Chatos, and Soyer Mishtaleach. You tell me Lashem is Moitzi? V'Lashem, using the pasuk Lashem lohoitzi, V'Lashem lohoitzi u'gaminu alasiu kasha. This pasuk is referring to that a carbon could only be considered a carbon brought on the mizbeach when it's 8 days old. Not just you can't bring it if it's not 8 days old, but it can't even be makdeshit if it's not eight days old. The Gemara is going to discuss being makdeshit. So the pasuk says as follows. The pasuk starts off shoyga kesavay eiz ki yivoleid if it's born v'hoya shivas yomim takasimoy for the first 7 days it's not carbon umiyom eshmini v'alo yerotze lekarbon ishal Hashem from the 8th day on and that's this pasuk uveminu yerotze lekarbon ishal Hashem from the 8th day on it can be brought as a carbon. What is that referring to? Elu ishim. This is referring to the issa to place it before the eighth day. Before it's going to be a carbon, on the Ishim, on the Mizbeach. That's before. You're not allowed to place it, Lashem, Eli Ishim, you're not allowed to place it on the Mizbeach before. Minayin Shalek Nisheno, Se'enech Rami, you can't place it on the Ishim before the 8th day. What about being Makdashit and not being Makrif to later? Minayin Shalek Nisheno, Mechusas Man. Maybe, who said you can't be Makdashit when it's lacking this man, meaning before the 8th day, even if you don't bring it on the Ishim? Talmud Loimar, carbon. It says in the pasuk, "Yirotze lekorban ishel Hashem." So ishel Hashem, you learn ishim. That is the issa to place on the ishim before the 8th day. How do you know you can't be makdashit? Tamalom ekorban. So it says korban that you're not allowed to be makdashit even as a korban before the 8th day. Now the Gemara continues, Lashem. So ishim, you're not allowed to place on the mizbeach. Korban, you're not allowed to be makdashit. What does Hashem tell me? L'raboy soyem mishtaleach. A soyem mishtaleach also has to be an 8th day goat. Everything that's a hakrova, even though it's not a hakrova on the mizbeach, but it's the ma'aseh being using it for the hagrola, it has to be roi for the lashem. Two goats, one of them is going to be lashem on the mizbeach, so they both have to be 8 days. So lashem is marbe l'rabbe soy mishtaleach deinala be makdashit before when it's 7 days till. Now what do we see over here? Lashem is marbe. We just said before lashem is moitzi, meaning you might think that. Paras Chatos and Soyer Mishtaleach. There's a issa of Shchut Echutz. Tamalom Lashem. Mishim Yuchorim Lashem. But these are not Meyuchad Lashem. Yotzei Shemichun Lashem. Paras Chatos and Soyer Mishtaleach are not Chaim and Shchut Echutz. And Lashem is Moitzi. It's Moitzi them from the parish of Shchut Echutz. Well, over here, Lashem is Marbe. It's Marbe, Soyer Mishtaleach, that is an issa to be Makdish when it's before 8 days. In fact, tomorrow, you tell me Lashem is the Hoitzi. Here we see Lashem is the Rabbis. So the Gemara gives an obvious, simple teretz. It depends on the context of the pasuk. Omar Rava, hosom in yonah deka, v'hocham in yonah deka. Hosom by shchut echutz over there. The Pesach l'rabois, a Pesach oyam moed loyviyoy is coming to be marber things that you chayv on shchut echutz. So then now you're coming to marbe things. So now you need Lashem to exclude Paras Chatz and Sar Mishtalech. So Lashem is Lahoitzi. It's coming the opposite of the context of the Pasuk. Lahoitzi that Sar Mishtalech and Paras Chatz are not Chayim and Shchut Echutz. Mashenken Hocho. Over here the context of the Pasuk of Avchus as Man. Then when you Makdish Korban before 8 days, the Ishei is Lahoitzi. It's coming to be Moitzi. Yirotzi Lekorban Hashem. Elu ishim in another place, mechus is man on the mizbeach. It's lahoitzi. So mele Lashem is coming to be marbe that tzara mishtaleach also cannot be makdish it before the 8th day, because the context of the pasuk is to be moitzi that you're not allowed to place on the ishim. So mele Lashem is being marbe another thing that tzara mishtaleach is also forbidden to be makdish it before the 8th day. So it depends on the context when the pasuk is coming to be marbe. So then, the Shchut Echut, so then this comes to be moitzi it from the din of Shchut Echut. When the Pasuk is coming to be moitzi it, they ain't allowed to place on the Ishim, so it's coming to be marbe, Hashem is marbe, they ain't allowed to be makdish it either. Zokti Gemara, that's, you're telling me that if not for this Pasuk of Lashem, then the Soryam Ishtaleach, you would be able to be makdish before the 8th day. The only reason why you can't be makdish, Soryam Ishtaleach before the 8th day, is because Lashem is marbe, that you can't be makdish it either. Only because of the rebirth of Lashem, that's why he can be makdish and sorry mishalech before the 8th day. Holoi Rabbi Avamina sorry mishalech kadosh b'mechus hazman. If not for the pasuk, you would say you can be makdish sorry mishalech before the 8th day. V'ein ha-goyrul kaveh ela b'goyrul Hashem. In fact, the Gemara, how is a goyrul chal? The goyrul is only chal when it's goy for Lashem, because you have to have two goats, and both have to have the possibility to become a sorry Lashem. Well, it can't be going to mizbeach. Obviously, until it's 8 day old. So you're telling me, if not for the Lashem, that's marbit, that what? That is an issa to be makdish before the 8th day, it's automatically that it's kodesh b'mechutz's man, you would be able to be makdish b'mechutz's man. How could it be kodesh b'mechutz's man if it needs to be chal on the girl, and the girl can't be chal on something that's not right for the girl? The girl cannot be kaveya it. If one of them is Mechutz's man, so then it can't be kaveyat for Azazel either. How can it be kaveyat for Azazel? It has to be kaveyat for Azazel or Hashem. What do you say?
He said, they should be the same age. If they're a day apart.
No, but you don't know which one is going to be Hashem, which one is Azazel. At the time of the girl, the two goats have to be roy for the girl. Well, if it's Mechutz's man, it's not roy for the girl. How could it be that automatically it would be shaykh to be magdashit? How could it be magdashit? It's not shaykh the girl. Let me see this on this. Omar Rav Yosef, now the Gemara is going to give Hechatimtzes where you do not require a girl. The whole kash is based on the premise that you need to have a girl, and a girl is not shaykh if it's not roy to be Lashem, because it's not an 8th day. I'll bring you Hechatimtzes with the girl's makav. That's the whole maisa. That's the whole thing. But we're going to give Hechatimtzes where you don't need a girl. Certain Hechatimtzes, you don't need a girl. By Nishbech Adam, according to Moman Omar, you don't have to take another pair and make a girl. We'll see now in the Gemara, Hechatimtzes, or you don't need a girl. Zok the Gemara, Omar Rav Yosef, for the first Gemara attempts to say, Homani Chonan HaMitzri. Chonan HaMitzri Shita is as follows. The Tanya, Chonan HaMitzri Oimer, Afilu Dam Bekois. If you have the soil Hashem's blood in the kois, about to be sprinkled, the Maisa Hazo, Mevi Chaveroi Umezavikle. And let's say the Mishtaleach died, so now you don't have a partner anymore. So Chonan HaMitzri holds, you know what you do? You don't have to bring another two. You bring one goat and be mizdavik, that's going to be the Sarmish Talech. Before we learned that the Baplukta holds that you can't just bring one and say that's the Sarmish Talech, because it's only Nikva Yidei Goyrel. And the one that you're bringing is Nikva Yidei because it's by default going to be a Sarmish Talech, because the Sarmish Talech died, you're just replacing it. So we learned always that when you have to take an one, you can't just replace it. You have to do another Goyrel. Chanan HaMitzri holds, no, you don't need a Goyrel. If it's a Afilu Dam Bekois, it's about to be sprinkled. You can still just take another animal, and that will be the Sar Mishtaleach. Maybe Chavego Mezavikloi. Now, the Chiddush is that they take this Chavegoi without a Hagrola, and since according to him you don't need a Hagrola, so Mele that's a Chetimtza, that Yemarbe Koidem Ches, Yemarbe Taka, that Koidem Ches, it would be Roy for what? that it's kodesh b'mechus hazman. I we ask the kasha b'mechus hazman is that roi la'agrola? In such a chetimtza b'mechus hazman, you could be marba. You would be, if not for the pasuk. The pasuk says that you can't. Lashem tells me that you can be makdish b'mechus hazman. But the gemara the kasha, if not for the pasuk, it would be kodesh b'mechus hazman. Teretz says yes. I l'choy need agrola. It has to be roi 8 days old. In a chetimtza of kana mitzri, you don't have to be in 8 days old. You would think if not for the pasuk, you can take the sar mishalech less than 8 days old. The one they did replacing. Zok the Gemara, who says Chana Mitzi said you don't need agrola? All Chana Mitzi said is that the cup doesn't have to be spilled, even though the partner, the Sarmish Lech, died. That he doesn't say Dochu even at that point. Eime the Shamal El Chana Mitzi, the less they truin, meaning the Dama Kois remains even after Mei Sarmish Talech. He doesn't say Dochu on the Kois. The less they agrola Mishamale, who says he doesn't make another girl? Maybe he says, make another girl, see what comes out Sarmish Talech. That one is a replacement of the one that died. And then the dam you're going to sprinkle, that's a chiddush of the one that you're holding in your hands, of the soil Hashem, not the one that you made the second girl on. But upon him, who says you don't need a girl? So back to the drawing board. If that's if you need another girl, then what's the havamin if not for the posik that before the 8th day, it will be kodesh b'mchus hazman, l'chay you need a girl. And don't tell me chon ha-mitzri, chon ha-mitzri would require maybe a girl too. All he says is that it's Zok the Gemara, Eimer the Shamed Leil Chana Mitzri the less etchuyin the less they are golem Shamed Leil. Dilmi Maisi Umagil. Maybe you think bring two animals and you make a hagrola. So lechor is no raya from Chana Mitzri. Elom Rabbi Yosef, I'll bring you another chetimtza that you do not require a girl, and that would have been the havamina that you makdish from Mechusas man. Elom Rabbi Yosef, Homani Reb Shimoni. Reb Shimon says as follows: the Tanya, Meis Echa Mehen. Maybe chaveru shloi bagola. If Shimon says black and white, if one of the animals dies, not just you bring it without bahagrola. Clearly, if one animal dies from the partners of the Sar Mishalech and Sar Lashem, the other one you just bring, not like we learned in the Mishnah, you just bring it and you don't have to do hagrola, just replacement. So that replacement clearly is without a hagrola, he says. So over here, there's a havamina that by the Sar that's Mishalech, you might think that it's Makdishit b'mechus hazman, you need Lashem to tell me that you can't. But at least it's a havamina, because here you talk, you don't have agrola. Om Rav Yoyz v'mani Rav Shemini, Tetanya, Meis echel men, maybe chaveir shloi b'agrola, divi Rav Shemin. Ravina Omer says another teretz, that in Hechatim today you don't have to have agrola. Kegoin shehumam v'chiloloi. That means, the Sar Mishalech received the balmum. Now, after the hagrola, it received the mum. And now you mechal it on another animal. Again, you don't need a hagrola. In a chetimtza, you don't need a hagrola. So then there's a havamina that it won't have to be an 8th dayer, and it will be makdish b'mechus hazman, kamash from Hashem, that you can't. But I'll kapon him in a case where it's humam, so then you can be, after the hagrola, you can be mechalit, and you don't have to have another hagrola. Zog demogo, gavino mekoin shuhumam v'chiloi al acher, on another one. And there you don't need a hagrola. Zog demogo, meno temre, the posel be muma, mechetes is the psul in the mum. In 5 minutes, this sorry is going to be crushed into pieces. So why should a mum be a psul? Bishlema you do an avoid, you shecht on a mizbeach, you can't have a mum. Who says you can't have a mum? By this avoid of Sar Mishalech. L'chore, it's going to be crushed into pieces. Umunot temer the posse be mumma. The Tanya, Zagmo shteit in Breisa. Vi ishe, it says in the posik, by the mumin, you cannot place the chalovim of balamumin on the mizbeach. You can't place the chalovim. Mikzosim minayim, tamaloim mehem. Even partial. Mizbeach, what do we learn from the pasuk mizbeach? Al mizbeach Hashem, lo titnu mehem al mizbeach Hashem, mizbeach zuzrikas domim. Meaning, in Allah be zurich the dam of a balmum, there's a special is on the etzemai zuzrika. Lashem, what do we learn from Lashem? Le raboi soya mishtaleach, a special ribui. Again, Lashem is marbe soya mishtaleach, that a mum passels to throw it off the cliff. Zogti morga vi itzich le michta balmum, vi itzich le michta mechus hazman. So we're telling me now two different ribuyim, that a marbe soya mishtaleach. Number one, that a balmum cannot be a sar mishtaleach even though it's off the cliff. And number two, that it can be a makdish and mechusas man even though it's a sar mishtaleach. And it's not really nikkav on a mizbeach. But it's because it's without a hagrola. But why do you have to have a special ribui at the end of the day that mechusas man by soya mishtalech is taken ismayit? They're not allowed to do it. And each one has an egen chiddush. After all, the reason why it's a psul by a soy mishtaleach, it was not this man yet. So that's why it's this mayet. There's no problem with the bamum. Mitzad age, it's this man. So aim aloy, maybe it's not this mayet. Because if we would say bamum, I would say mishum the mois. The mois of bamum is something that's mos, so that's why it's excluded. Ava mechusas man, but it's no chisorin in mos shaboy. The loy mois, aim a loy tzricha. So that's you need two special ribuyim. One of them legabe sar mishaleach for the psul of mum, and one of them legabe sar mishaleach lashem that the din of mechusas man, and you can't be makdish mechusas man by sar mishaleach. We'll stop here at the bottom of the Omer. Rav Omer, another Echad Timtzeh. We'll see you tomorrow.